Great to be talking now with a good friend and former student of mine, the Essex Police Chief, Paul Francis. And Chief, it's been too long. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have no complaints. It's always good to hear from you. I hope all is well with you as well.
Absolutely. On the other side of the bridge. Well, actually, we're on the same side of the bridge as Essex is. So I live in West Gloucester, and the heat that you get is the heat that we get. And I want to start there in just a second. But first, Chief, you have a major detour that's posted on 128 to tractor trailer trucks and so on due to the fact that you're doing some construction on a main street in Essex. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, we actually right now, I'm not sure what the exact date was, but a year and a half, 2 years ago, we found out that the bridge going over 133 was defective. So they slated us to have that bridge replaced, and as of right now, we have a temporary bridge. The problem with the temporary bridge is it's working out well. There's no weight limits or anything like that, but the way it's set up is that to be able to turn onto the bridge, it'd be very difficult to have a trailer truck go over that bridge at the same time as another vehicle. So trailer trucks are prohibited from going over that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a potential nightmare to have trailer trucks go over that bridge. We do at times have them going over there, and we've been educating them.
Yeah.
What they should and shouldn't be doing.
What's the estimated time of how long this is going to have the detour in place?
I believe, and I don't quote me on this because we have no exact, and you know how construction can be,
mm-hmm.
but I believe sometime in maybe the spring of 23.
Okay. All right, so that's the projection. And let me ask another question, Chief, with regard to that. It has been such a spectacular summer for tourism because of the intense heat, the continued sunshine, which creates its own problems. We'll get to that in a minute. But how has that impacted traffic in Essex? Because you have so many incredible... I mean, you can't throw a rock without hitting a great restaurant in Essex.
No, that's the thing. The restaurants here are fantastic. I wouldn't be coming from a business point of view. I couldn't speak for them as to how business is. But we still seem to have a lot of traffic coming through town, and we still have people going to the restaurants and... thank God for that, and frequenting our establishment. So it's been, it's been kind of like summer as usual.
Okay. Well, and now speaking of that summer as usual, we haven't heard that in a long time. So post-COVID, how are things working out in terms of staffing and so on?
Staffing right now is a very difficult situation because between COVID and the criminal justice reform, we're going through a lot of changes. So what's happening is you're getting a lot of police officers that are moving on, or maybe we use reserve officers a lot. Maybe they're moving to a different department, or some are getting out completely. So we're feeling some growing pains for staffing wise, but like anything else, we'll get through it.
You know, that's alarming. I'm not going to press you on politics and stuff like that, but I know I talked with a Gloucester police lieutenant recently, and what you just said, this police reform stuff has just sent shivers through a lot of police officers in the area, and I'm not sure the public knows about that, so we can save that for another day, but thank you for mentioning that. One other question on a positive note, I guess, here. You have a brand-new... public safety building in Essex on 133. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have, it's a beautiful building here, and it kind of blends with the neighborhood the way the architects drew it up. And it's we have just under 10,000 square feet in the police department side, and upstairs the fire department, because of obviously their fire trucks and what have you, have a little over 15,000 square feet. But it's a beautiful state-of-the-art facility, and it's helped us here immensely. I mean, officers have their own desk space where they can keep reports and what have you. We now have our own detention cells. To be honest with you, Rick, for many years, we were kind of like a traveling roadshow. If we had
yep.
somebody that we had to take into custody,
mm-hmm.
we were going to different police departments and what have you. And that in and of itself can be problematic as far as liability and what have you, officers being out of town. So between that, we have a state-of-the-art training room upstairs. We have this beautiful conference room downstairs. I mean, all the officers and firefighters are thrilled to have this, and we appreciate what the town of Essex did for us.
And I'm assuming it's air-conditioned.
It is, yes.
Okay, good. Now, and I guess one final question about that before we get to the car show. Has this dry spell, this hot, hazy, hot, humid summer, but the dry spell in particular, what kind of problems, if any, has it posed for you as the police department?
Well, for us, it hasn't really posed a lot of problems. We do get a lot of times police and fire will get called around to different areas around town for the smell of smoke from the Saugus brush fires, mm-hmm. Rockport and Gloucester, and that sort of thing. What we are concerned about is, you know, any fires starting up anywhere, because it's so dry that they just, as you know, tend to travel. So obviously, being a firefighter, that's not my purview.
Yeah.
But it is concerning for us as well, because they could tie up staff, and we could tie up staff for days at a time if we have any incident like that.
Okay, let's go to the car show now. You have I just want to pull up the press release, which I just... Essex Police Department announces return of car show after 2 years. Tell me about this.
Well, we have a classic car show that we usually have in the fall, and due to COVID, we had to forego that last year and the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been chomping at the bit, as have many people, to get the car show back on the road, so to speak. And we have... The last car show we had probably 300 or 400 cars there.
Whoa.
Classic cars, and spectators, I mean, hundreds of spectators that show up.
Mm-hmm.
We have, we'll have the Rusty Can, we'll be here with a food truck. We have Nana's Fried Dough, will be here. It's just a great event, and what we do is we'll shut down Martin Street, which is the street where the old police station is. We shut that down from Main Street, which is mm-hmm. 133, down to Maple Street, which is just beyond Town Hall. And we'll have cars in the municipal lot, we'll have cars in Town Hall's parking lot, and we'll have them all lined up along Martin Street, kind of a diagonally. So
cool.
It's really it's a great thing.
Now the municipal lot, Paul, is that down by the baseball field behind the old police station?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, I know what that is. Is this a fundraiser?
Yeah, it raises funds for the police department.
Okay.
And we also have Brookline Bank is involved with us. They donate their time and materials, if you will, to help us out. So it's just a great event.
All right, this is on Sunday, scheduled for September 11. That's a week from Sunday, I believe, from 1 to 4 p.m. And this is in the municipal lot at 24 Martin Street. Rain date is also from 1 to 4 p.m. on the following Sunday, on September 18. Now Coach, Chief, Chief, I have to ask you, did you ever own an Antmobile?
An Antmobile?
A muscle car.
I did. I had an 87 IROC Z28, brand new.
Oh, okay. I had a 69 Roadrunner back in 69.
Nice.
Okay.
I love those cars.
All right. Chief, anything else you want to mention? Because it's been too long since I've talked with you, and I really appreciate your taking the time today.
No, that really brings us up to speed, Rick. We're just motoring along here, and I think we're doing well.
I know you're doing well, and we faculty at Gloucester High School are so proud of people like you, Chief. You make us look good, so thank you very much.
Well, I really appreciate that, Rick, because I'm not sure if the teachers had felt that when I was in high school.
Yeah, we did. Okay, Paul, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
That is Essex Police Chief Paul Francis. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.